Welcome to the Flat at Home Show, your source for real estate information, education, and inspiration. Are you staying warm out there, friends? Oh my gosh. My name is Justin Mecha. Welcome to the winter wonderland. And in the studio with me, returning for some more punishment, Chris Cox with Flathead Insurance. And actually what we're doing is we're talking about preparing your home for deep, deep winter. There's that sound effect that Matt pushed the button on, because we are not a low budget operation here. Listen, I want to thank my great friends, Brian Murphy, Nikki Marengo, Remax, Rocky Mountain Real Estate, and Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good. These great sponsors help us put this show on, and we have a lot of fun doing so, bringing valuable conversation and information around real estate in the Flathead. And what a wonderful, three and a half year journey it's been so far, Matt? Yeah, it's been awesome. So last weekend, should you have missed the show, I need you to go to kjjr.com and click on the shows. You can find the Flathead Home Show, and you can go through and scrub and find your favorite shows of the past. And last weekend, we had Chris Cox with Flathead Insurance. We were talking about preparing your home for deep, deep winter. And the first step was a little bit of a surprise to me. It was basically a pre-step. The first step is when you're shopping, right? So as you're shopping, make sure you have adequate conversations around what it's going to take to insure this home. Chris, you gave us a great analogy of, you know, a beautiful cabin up the North Fork, about 42 minutes away from a fire station, probably going to have a different rate of insurance than if you were, right, what is that, on Nucleus? There's the fire station right there in Columbia Falls. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, so if you're like me and you get on a cabin on 40 acres and you put a Tesla supercharger in the garage that has no insulation, my rate's going to be, my credit's a 300. Is that okay? Like, can you insure me?
Yeah, we can usually find something. You just might not be able to afford it.
Okay. So I was thinking about installing a whole lot of flagpoles on top of my roof so that I attract lightning. Is that okay too?
Yeah. You may as well get a pit bull fighting operation going on too.
Okay, Michael Vick. Wow. You went there. So anyways, high risk versus reasonable. Chris, let's talk about last week. I thought we did a great job, though, of having the conversation around how to best prepare yourself as a buyer. Let me paint this picture, though. We have this great hangover called 2021's real estate. Some of us are still sore over that one, because what was happening, which was not fun. However, what was happening were people were jumping into homes. And there was this mad desperation, and they were cash offers, over list, and it was even sight unseen. Yep. And so now people roll into this home and they're living in this, and yet they're probably uncovering things about the home that they may have been able to uncover had they had a home inspection, or had they had adequate time to review it, or even preview the home. Simple things like, where's the water shutoff valve? Right. And I've got a personal story here. I bought a home similar, even though the market wasn't as crazy in 2020, as it was in 2021. I did buy a home under some duress, and I didn't know where my water shutoff valve was, and I didn't learn where my water shutoff valve was until it was necessary to find it. And unfortunately, there was a plumbing problem going on the main floor, and I had to run downstairs and rip open a wall, find the water shutoff valve. And since that took quite some time, that's that much more time for water to spill out onto the floor and create more damage.
Yep, exactly.
So what Chris is saying is, make sure you get with your professional, whether that be the realtor or the home inspector or whomever, the home builder, or I don't know, the neighbor. Just find somebody who knows where these key items are, as a gas shutoff as well, right?
Another very important thing to know is, when you walk in into your house after a vacation, you're gone for the weekend, and you see, you feel like your feet are wet on your carpet, or you notice that there's some, maybe the floor is bubbled up and it's, just continuing to leak, and it's maybe a slow leak. Very, very crucial to know where that water shutoff valve is.
Yeah.
And same with gas. Yeah. You walk in after going to dinner and get back from dinner, and all of a sudden it smells like gas and you haven't been there for a while. That's a problem.
Yeah. Not a good time for fireworks.
Yeah.
No. Of course, if that happens, and your house blows up, then is a good time to call Chris.
Yes, yeah. Definitely. Do not call me prior. We will help you financially after the fact. But yeah, before that, disaster restoration, we've got a couple of really good companies here. ServPro and DaySpring Restoration are really good companies that can help put you together, and we'll cover the tab.
Yeah, cool. All right, we talked about some shutoff valves. We talked about, let's say you're living at the home. The home that I live in actually has a water shutoff for the faucets on the outside of the home. The what do you call them? Hose bibs, right? Yeah. The faucet. So I actually buy, you know, in wintertime, I can turn a lever and I know that my hoses, I have two of them, are dead. And why would you do that? Well, that's so that water, there could be a little bit of water in the hose bib or faucet itself. And of course, that's going to expand as it freezes. And that could create a problem on my exterior wall of my home.
Yep.
So it's nice having that shutoff. I'm not saying that every home has that. Whoever built my home thought about doing that, which was awesome. However, should your home not have that, it may not be a bad idea to have a conversation with a contractor on how to do something like that. Otherwise, you run the risk of those lines freezing and bursting.
Yep. Yeah. 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 One thing too, obviously, if you have a sprinkler system, make sure that's blown out.
Yep.
That, you know, going into winter, you want to get that done. You know, grass is done growing in late September, early anyway. So get it done, you know, earlier rather than later. So if it does get a little unseasonably colder, you're not, you know, at the bottom of the list of the contractor you called,
right.
And then you're the one dealing with, you know, the broken pipes. So
not a bad idea to get that going right away.
Yep,
good idea.
Exactly.
Cool.
And then now they do have some frost-free hose bibs.
Sure.
It's a good technology that's coming out. But yeah, make sure your hose is disconnected.
Yeah.
My personal story is we did not do that 1 year. And when my wife turned the hose on to water the brand new plants we got for the spring, a couple days later, felt like the floor was a little damp in the guest bedroom, and all of a sudden, $32,000 later, our water leaked into the basement, mold was created.
Yeah,
you know, we had to get our whole floor replaced, carpet replaced, a lot of mitigation that was done. So
yeah,
we learned the hard way.
Yeah, it's surprising how much water damage actually happens here in Northwest Montana. You wouldn't think it, however, it does happen a lot for reasons like that. Chris, we've got to take a quick break. However, when we come back, let's jump inside the home. Let's talk about some things, maybe even gadgets that we can work with to help prepare ourselves for deep, deep winter. Sound good?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
My name is Justin Mecha. This is the Flathead Home Show. We'll be right back.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the Valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-59.
And we're back. It's the Flathead Home Show. My name is Justin Mecha. In the studio with me, Chris Cox with Flathead Insurance. We're talking about preparing your home for deep, deep winter. There it is, Matt. Sound effects. Sound effects. High tech. Chris, we were talking through the break. The last segment, we were talking a little bit more about how to prepare yourself from water damage, potential water damage that could occur should you not prepare your home for winter, such as freezing pipes and things like that. However, you shared with me some cool new technology.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Automatic water shutoff valve, which some carriers are actually requiring in some of the higher value homes, especially if it's a secondary home. But essentially, it connects to your water main. And if it senses that the pressure is very low, meaning there's a lot more water coming out than it should.
Which would be in the case of a break.
In the case of a frozen pipe that burst.
Yep.
And it's shooting out, it will automatically shut off the water.
Cool.
Preventing, you know, potentially tens of thousands of dollars
right.
of damage.
Right.
And same with, you know, if it's even just a slow leak or, you know, something that, you know, water has been draining the system for 20 minutes or more, you can set these certain parameters so that if it does go over that, then it just automatically shuts it off. Worst case, you just go turn it back on. And,
yeah.
and a lot of times there's actually, I think it's a Moen. There's an app, I think it's called Flow, where you can just manually control it with an app.
Wow, that's cool. Flow is the name of somebody in your industry.
Yes.
Yeah, that's kind of funny.
Yep. Yeah. She's, yeah, we're not best of friends,
okay.
even though, you know, we represent Progressive. I love Progressive,
yeah,
but,
cool.
you know, there's a lot of negative connotations.
I just thought it was kind of funny. I had to go there.
Yeah.
So let's get technical. let's move from water to heating and cooling. You know, there's some obvious, plenty of us are familiar with the new thermostats and gadgets, and you know, there's definitely pretty consumer-friendly ways to make your home smarter, so that if you are taking an extended vacation, you can set the thermostat so that it doesn't get too hot or too cold. It can save you money on your heating and cooling bill. We all are familiar with that. You've got any comments on those devices? Does that affect your insurance value? Or
yeah. So certainly are some discounts depending on this specific security system that you have, or you know, high temperatures or low temperature systems. So that's always a good question to make sure you ask your agent. Is, you know, hey, this is what I have. Are there any discounts for it? But just for peace of mind, personally, knowing, you know, that hey, there was a storm that came through town like we just experienced, and I want to make sure I have power so I can hop on, you know, my Nest to say, oh, look, it looks like we've got power. I can turn the temp up or down.
Yep.
And, you know, I know that it's if I'm not there, that we're good.
Yeah. Very, very good analogy and very good example. And you know what? I think it's interesting because let's say these things may not affect your insurance value much. What they do for you is assure you peace of mind.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. So there's at least assurance that comes with these things.
Oh yeah, that's worth a lot of money in my mind.
Yeah, very cool. I want to talk about one that's in front of me right now. We live in an area that does get a good amount of wind, so we have a few shingles gone because of a recent storm. And my wife and I were looking at that thinking, why don't we just go metal? Because, you know, I don't know, but I think it would be a little harder for metal to blow off. I could be wrong, so I probably need to talk to a roofer. However, any insurance breaks on that or any conversation around that?
Yeah, so it's definitely safer, you know, the wildfire season, you know, metal roof, it's a lot less combustible. However, if you have to, from the insurance company's perspective, if you have to replace a metal roof versus shingle roof, obviously it's a lot more expensive these days.
Okay.
So that's kind of calculated into the replacement cost.
Gotcha. So still a worthy conversation.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Very,
definitely.
Very cool.
Especially if it's brand new, you know,
yep.
New roof versus a 25-year-old shingle roof,
yep.
You know, there's a totally different, you know, discount there as well.
So worth having a conversation.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Chris, I appreciate this. This has been a really awesome kickoff to a great new series on how to prepare your home for deep, deep winter. Chris Cox with Flathead Insurance and a man full of ideas. I love it. Hey, I've got ideas. I want to call you. What's that great number?
406-752-8000.
You heard it, friends. This is the Flathead Home Show. My name is Justin Metcher, wishing you well and stay warm out there. Of course, as always, be safe, be well, have fun, and Flathead,
welcome home.